இன்சர்ட் இன்ட்ரோ மியூசிக்.
நமஸ்காரா, நமஸ்தே, ஹலோ, வணக்கம், சத் ஸ்ரீ அகால், அஸ்ஸலாம் வலைக்கும், நிஹாவ், கொனிச்சிவா, சல்யூட், ஹே, சாவ், சலாம், ஷாலோம், ஹோலா. ஐ திங்க் ஐ மேட் மை பாயிண்ட். வெல், லெட்ஸ் கெட் இன் டு தி இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன்ஸ். ஐல் கீப் இட் ப்ரீஃப். ஐ எம் சம்பரம் ஃப்ரம் இண்டியா. நவ் லெட்ஸ் மூவ் ஆன். You might be listening to this podcast for various reasons. Could be that my voice is very soothing, or the content of the podcast could be enticing. Brace yourself. Things are gonna escalate pretty quickly. Now, for all who don't know me, I may or may not be a designer. That is the question. Or maybe that's not the question. The question is what this podcast is about. This podcast is going to be a journey that I will be taking to understand if at all Indian design exists. I'm not talking about the current design industry in India. The one I'm referring to is if at all design was born in India, how would it be? How would it look like in its processes, in its tools, techniques, mindsets? What will be its ethos? Now, you might be wondering, why am I even asking these questions? Design is already full-fledged in its full capacity, with human-centered design and designing for compassion, designing against war and whatnot. Everybody is using it. So what's the issue? Let me explain. I have been having this quite a bit of tension with design ever since I started to, you know, design. I was not sure what that was, and I just couldn't hit the nail on its head. There is an ongoing project that I'm a part of regarding sex education in Indonesia. Due to the virus, we are unfortunately unable to travel to Indonesia. So while designing for this context, I realized that the techniques, the tools, the methodology of design that we are employing is not bringing out the best of the culture of Indonesia. It is unable to capture the nuances of that culture. I'm not talking about the research involved in the design process. The research process does capture cultural nuances of the context, but does it acknowledge those cultures? I realized culture is just some information waiting to be used in some part of the design process. Why is our design process not celebrating the culture of Indonesia? Why is our design process not celebrating any of the cultures that exist around the world? Why is our design philosophy using cultures as an add-on rather than its flesh and blood? A question for you, my dear listener. When do you find something beautiful? Actually, I'm going to answer that anyway. You find something beautiful not because of its beauty, but because of its flaws. The existence of flaws is what gives beauty its meaning. Design for me is beautiful. It is beautiful because of the flaws. And it's a shame that I have no idea where I'm going with this. Now back to that little story. As I mentioned earlier that I was having some bizarre tension with design, I needed a reflection. Not that I don't have a mirror to reflect. Actually, I have a lot of mirrors in my room, to the extent where the inside of my closet also has one. Now my skeletons also have started to question their existence. Or should I say, their non-existence. Wow. I think this is an amazing joke. No, it's not a dad joke. It's an amazing one. Never mind. So, back when I started design, I saw so many people talk about the Bauhaus movement, Dieter Rams's 10 good design principles, and so on. Even without giving it a thought, I started to use or learn those principles or ideologies for my design practice. Everyone was so passionate about them. Even I started to show other people that I was passionate, even though I clearly wasn't. FOMO, I must say. Fear of missing out. But let me tell you this fact. I have been indifferent towards those principles since the beginning. I understand those principles. I understand those values. I understand the mindsets of those who created them. I understand where those principles come from. But I cannot relate to them. I'm going to state that again. I cannot relate to the current design philosophies. Why? Because I don't belong to this community and I come from a different part of the globe. No matter how much we respect and appreciate other cultures, it is almost impossible to relate to those cultures. So design undoubtedly is very culture-centric. Or maybe I'm being delusional. I'm wondering if I'm blaming design for me not being a competent designer. No, that can't be true. No. Can it be? Shit. Moving on. I'm going to tell you something about what I bumped into a week ago. There are a bunch of designers from North America, New Zealand, Netherlands, who have already begun a movement called as decolonizing design. I'm going to paraphrase what they say. Design has been dominated by the Western countries. The ideologies, the philosophies are based on the culture of the West. If you look at the design processes, techniques, methodologies, these reinforce that culture. Now, what would happen if you introduce this Western culture into other innocuous cultures who are unaware that their culture is slowly eroding because of the introduction of the Western culture into their culture through design? Design, as we know it today, is penetrating into different cultures across the globe and slowly morphing and hijacking those indigenous cultures. The aim of the movement is to strip off the Western colonizing culture associated with design. For example, designers from US have started to include Native American philosophies. Designers from New Zealand have started to talk about design from Maori standpoint. Some of them have already begun a design methodology by asking what design can do by not doing anything. There's a link to that in the description below. The best thing about design is its ability to reflect. I have a lot of respect and hope for the design industry. And hopefully, I can get someone from the decolonizing group to my so-called podcast and speak to them about decolonizing design and see how they reflect on it. However, I'm not a big fan of that word. It puts a lot of negativity on designers of today who are from these Western countries who did not have anything to do with colonization. And what I think about decolonizing design? Well, it's too early, and I'm not going to concentrate on that very much. However, the general opinion that I have is that design should not be dogmatic. As Indians, we have very much relied on the West for everything. For the past 300 years, we have been doing that. With post-colonial hangover not going away anytime soon, why not take a proactive stance on this? The stance on design being Indian. I'm very much interested in what design feels like in the Indian context, in its truest sense and in its purest form. For me to do this, I need to know what Indianness is, its identity, its culture. I have a feeling though that this is going to be way too hard and way too broad. But I am pretty sure that this is going to be exciting. Let me state this. I'm not here to bash current Indian design industry, nor am I trying to find one true design process or techniques from India. This podcast will have experts of Indian art, science, philosophy, taking us through the times and space of Indian cultural heritage to discover what design is all about. My main aim is to provide a platform for designers of India to reflect and question the current design ethos, ideologies, philosophies employed by them today, and initiate discussions of how we might be able to change it to make design truly Indian. Wait, wait, wait. A disclaimer. The opinions here are mine and will also be of people whom I would be interviewing. If you have an opinion, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. I'm joking, guys. I'm joking, obviously. Well, there are 7 billion people on this planet with 7 billion perspectives and opinions. And this is mine. But I'm very much inclined to see what your opinions are. I do not want to turn this into politics, and that's the last place I want to go. I would really prefer a healthy discussion. So let's have some, shall we? The comment sections are open. And don't forget to hit subscribe and hit that bell. Nah, I'm not going to bind you guys to that. Go have fun. We'll catch up in the next episode. Until then, Namaskara. Insert outro music.